Board.
We're doing it live.
Yep. I think it was some sort of whatever it is that...
That was a little low, though.
...was on your computer. No, you look good. You sound good, I mean.
Oh, yeah, but on my Audacity...
Your levels look good.
On my Audacity, I didn't even get half the bar, but I thought that was fairly loud. I have since adjusted. I think it's better now.
Okay. I feel like my levels are also pretty good today.
I feel like chicken tonight. Like chicken tonight.
I gotta use my thing so I know what's going on. I didn't prep while I was just enjoying everyone's company.
Sluggo for the win.
The old man has also said there's just too many things to do now.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, yes, exactly.
Right, that was one of my... yeah, I support that part of your grouse. I was thinking that, too. I was like, oh, good, the Daily Deadpool now takes longer.
Yeah.
Which is one of my many requests.
Yeah, when I play it in the morning, I'm like, oh, my God, there's so many things I gotta click on. Especially Monday, I was like, oh, again, and again, and again, and again.
Now, granted, most of the new nodes, I can use my best team... So they don't take that long, but yeah, there's just more to it.
For the one node, it requires like all 3 stars.
Yeah.
I resaved, click, click, boom, because I'm like, I'm going back to that then.
Oh, I went back to Black Panther because his AoE is just team wipe. So that node's pretty quick.
That's true.
Who was defeating everybody?
Black Panther.
The Claw Slash.
Oh, the 3-star version?
Yeah, where you have to use 3 stars? Yeah.
Yes, 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 yes. Yep. Yep.
No, I'm sorry, Sluggo. I would feel dirty if I used Polaris ever, so I just don't. I see her way too often in PvP, so I just can't do it.
Oh, I don't see her that much in PvP anymore.
Oh, God.
She's so easy to take out. Like, I really don't care going up against a Polaris team. Just take Polaris out first, and you're gold.
All right, do we have anything else to go before we get to all the news that's not fit to print?
Yeah, remind me who is in the... Octagon?
The Duck.
Right,
versus,
Howard. I got it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And you got the Always Sunny and Xandar pulled up?
I do. I looked up Onslaught. Yeah?
Yep, correct.
Okay. Met case, I am reasonably prepared for the show.
All right. Welcome to the 354th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. We got KS72, we got Sneaky Beat 15, and you're stuck with me. I'm here too. Hello.
Hello.
Howdy.
This is the week of 921 through 928. Starting off in your 7-day lots of people crash. So many changes. On 19th, you had Drax versus Thanos. How'd that go for you?
Success. That's right now, isn't it?
Yes. And then after that...
Today's the 21st. I've been awake today.
And the 19th, yes. And then you had Drax versus Iron Man. How'd that go?
I didn't try that yet.
All right.
I wanted to save one for another day, but today's Thanos and Drax fight was very well matched, and I won in appropriate fashion.
Ray, I'm assuming you whooped up through both of those.
Yeah, yeah. Drax took vengeance, no problem, against Thanos.
Like, I was proud of him for that as well.
Coming up next Monday, when it now changes, it will be a one fight of Morbius versus some...
You want a double fight?
No, double fights every other week.
Oh.
Next week is single Morbius next week.
Okay. I'm not going to win that one, just a heads up.
Oh, no, you're probably not.
Yeah, 1-2-0 is not the correct build.
In Storyland, you got your Unstable ISO 8s running now. That'll get you Blade, TV She-Hulk, and TV's Kamala Khan. placement there is Hulkling and Dr. Thor. That's followed up by Meat Rocket and Groot, Loki, Hulkling, Dr. Thor. Placement is Gore and some shards for the new 5-star. Get to that in a minute. That's Cosmic Chaos, Hawkeye, Gore, that same new character, Carolina Dean, and some 5-star Carnage Prophet shards.
Nice.
We're in between seasons, but right now you got Future Shock is running. That'll get you Battery Man. Your 2099 Spider-Man placement is Cloak and Dagger and Ghost Pool.
It's not Clock and Dagger?
Oh. That'd be cooler, I suppose, if it was Clock and Dagger.
I would definitely be confused.
And then the new event is called Do You Mind? Placement rewards are for the new 3-star, a Scott, and shards for the new 5-star. All right, let's get into the news, because holy kajibas, there's so much. Deadpool daily updates. So we have now gone from the 5-day changes to the 7-day crash reward. They've added 2 additional nodes. Every other Deadpool daily, Ian, will contain 2 Crash of the Titans.
Okay.
Lots of progression has been updated. I mean, what's, you know, there's now a mighty Boss Tones level.
Hmm.
That'll get you.
Is that the impression that you get? Sorry. Someone else out there has listened to the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones and they'll get my reference.
Okay. That one requires 2 and 3 starts only. Level 166, enemies from the Behemoth, for the, like, the Behemoth Burrito. Rewards that are for a mighty token. And the other new one is called I Got a Golden Disc. That requires 3 and 4 star characters versus level 270 Behemoth Burrito enemies. And that one will get you 35 hero points. So some new rewards in there. There's a big chart of the changes. You can consult the link on our webpage, I suppose. But check that out. I don't know. It's you know, there's more things to do in my morning, because I always do these like first thing in the morning when I wake up. And Monday, mm-hmm, I was like, oh my, there's so many things I have to do.
It's true, but like we were saying before the show, like, you can pick your top team. So, like, you know, the Black Panther 3-star for the required 3 stars, he's got that AoE, just wipes the board pretty much. So, I mean, it's not incredibly longer. Like, I think the people, right, are blowing it out of proportion of how much longer it takes. But
right, and you don't have to, again, at least I didn't when I tried it out today. When you have a range of star characters that you choose from, you don't have to choose the lower range at all. Like, if it says make a team of 2 and 3 stars, you can make a team of all 3 right. stars.
Yeah.
If it says make a team of 3 and 4 stars, you can make a team of all 4 stars and breeze right through.
Yep, I brought back, you know, the click click boom team, and I used those for both of those two
of course
two
you
nodes.
Did. But as was mentioned by Sluggo and others, Juggernaut, Polaris, Grocket, and you just wipe everything that's on the board real quick. So,
yeah.
Sorry, I liked that. Ugh, I just can't bring myself to use Polaris. I see her way too often. Now, the team that I've used every day for the last 7 years, I don't see them nearly enough. Let's double up.
They don't get enough play by anybody else that's not me. So, I feel bad for them, you know. Everybody's
doing okay.
Everybody's moved,
people still like Scarlet Witch.
Yeah, everybody's moved on to 5-star Scarlet Witch. Poor 3-star Scarlet Witch doesn't get to do anything anymore, but she can still make me purple that I can convert into black, and then I can punch people in the face.
Now, I feel like the answer is yes, it is just me, but when you play Luke Cage, do you hear Shimmy Shimmy Ya from his TV show playing in the background?
I do not.
I do.
I barely remember that TV show, to be honest with you.
Oh, man. It was A-OK. It wasn't awesome because they weren't sure what to do with him villain-wise.
Yeah.
But otherwise, like, because it opens up letting you know that he is totally overpowered for what he participates in.
Yeah.
Like, he pulls, the car door off a car, kicks open a door, stops every bullet that comes at him, and then smashes everybody's head.
And he's like, what? Yeah. I've got bulletproof skin and you guys have bullets.
I win.
What are you going to do about that?
We know how that worked out for the Rawhide Kid, so, you know.
Yeah, did not work so well. All right, let's progress. Let's go to the new 3-star character.
All right.
As we guessed, that clue led us to the White Queen herself, Emma Frost. So 3-star version. Emma Frost is, she's a hero X-Men mutant and is of the yellow, blue, and purple, variety. Nine yellow, boosted learning. Swaps the position of 2 selected basic tiles, then creates 3 strike tiles. Passively, Emma increases her teammate's lower level unlocked by 1, plus 1 if they have the X-Men affiliation up to a level 5. Hmm. This can make your character be a 5-5-5.
Yeah.
So that's really cool. Teammates who are mutants also take 5% less damage. When you go up in level, they take 10% less damage. It'll increase your ability by 2. Like I said, so you get up to a 5-5-5 for anybody, whether they're an X-Men or not, it appears. You're swapping four selected tiles and creating five strike tiles. So there you go. And it says at level five, it increases abilities by three. So I guess that even works if you don't have someone fully covered.
Right.
You can still give them a boost of three levels.
Sweet.
So that power seems really good. Her blue power is called My Own Best Friend. Six blue. Emma creates two protect tiles and then shifts into her diamond form if she is not already. When in diamond form, Emma's other powers are unusable, but her match damage is increased by 30%, and she takes 15% less damage and cannot be stunned. Finally, they have made the diamond power work the way it should have in the four star. If there are no diamond protect tiles on the board, she reverts back to human form. When all teammates are downed, if Emma has no diamond protect tiles, trigger My Own Best Friend. So if all your friends go down and she's not diamond, she's turning into a diamond to keep fighting. So I like that. That's fun. As you go up in level, those protect tiles become stronger. Your match damage will eventually increase by 50% and you will take 50% less damage. That's pretty substantial. I mean, you know, that's like half.
Yeah, almost.
Yeah, real close. And then her her purple power is called Mental Block. I had a mental block there. Nine purple. Destroy one random enemy special tile, prioritizing repeater and countdown tiles. That's cute. Then create a two-turn countdown tile that reduces all active opponent's abilities by a level. At level two, it goes up to two. At level four, it goes to three. At level five, you're destroying three random enemy special tiles and reducing their ability levels by four. So you're taking them down to like a 1-1-1. That's pretty powerful.
Yeah, it truly is.
I mean, she seems really strong in three-star tier here. Like that she could like tank a lot of fights because she's taking 50% less damage and reducing all their powers down to ones.
Sweet.
I mean, that seems like
yeah,
really, really strong. As we mentioned, there's some rewards in Meat Rocket and Groot, and there's some tokens for the cover store in progression. Same with Cosmic Chaos, the Versus, Do You Mind? And then I didn't see that one. The other Versus for the 5-star version is called Hell's Bell. Cute. That'll give you tokens to the progression store. There's the Altered Perception store, which gives you a chance to get the 5-star version. Increased chances in the 10 and 40 pulls. And the 24-carat vault chances to get the 5-star version in there as well. And the Secret Empire Legendary store is coming. That'll get you a 15% chance to get the 5-star version. Phoenix Cyclops and Phoenix Colossus. That's a pretty good store. 25 CP each.
Nice.
To go for those, because the Phoenix characters are pretty good. At least that stupid Colossus with his dumb flower.
He's strong.
That power's tough.
So I think the 3-star is a 355. Like upping that yellow power and increasing your abilities by three levels. Well, generally you're not going to have, you know, I mean, that's only going to affect somebody who's not fully covered.
I think 355 seems to be definitely the way to go.
Yeah. Because at five, your purple is reducing the ability levels of the enemy by four, so that's great. And then the reduced damage by 50% and increased match damage 50%. Yeah, 355. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I am unanimous in that.
There you are. All right, well, let's talk about her grown-up variant here with the Phoenix powers. In the 5-star land, Emma Frost is red, blue, and purple. The red power, Psychic Flames for 8 red. Destroy four selected tiles, dealing damage to the enemy team, then completely drain the team's red AP, dealing extra damage per AP drained. Destroyed tiles do not generate AP or deal additional damage. But at max level, it's 4,095 AOE, and adding another 623 per red that you blow up. Passively, she increases her teammates' ability damage by 5%, plus 2% per red AP.
Huh.
Teammates who are also imbued with the Phoenix Force deal an additional 5% damage. So, team her up with, you know, Scott and Colossus here, and you're adding some damage. Up at level 5, you're destroying 8 tiles, and you're increasing the ability damage by 17% with an additional 15% if they're Phoenix. So that's 32%. Those characters hit fairly hard to start with.
Yeah, it's not insignificant.
Yeah. So that seems super strong. The blue power, my own best friend. Emma creates a 3-turn fortified countdown tile and then shifts into diamond form if she is not already. While in diamond form, her other active powers are unusable, but her match damage is increased by 30%. She takes no match damage and cannot be stunned.
Wow.
Wow. Emma's countdown tile runs out. When Emma's countdown tile runs out or is destroyed, she goes back to human form. When all teammates are down, if there are no diamond countdown tiles, trigger my own best friend. That one also reduces damage as it goes up at level 5. It's 50% less damage, but that's only going to be from powers because she doesn't take match damage.
Right.
Well, that's how you kill things in 5-star land, is that match damage.
Not her.
Not her? Man, that seems very strong.
Yeah, you put her with Scarlet Witch and Colossus, good luck.
Holy smokes. Purple power, mental block, 9 purple. Destroys, random enemy special tile, prioritize repeater and countdown, then create a 2-turn fortified countdown tile that reduces all active opponent's abilities by 1 level. Up at level 5, you're destroying 3 random specials, reducing ability levels by 3. So I guess you're only reducing it by 3 this time instead of 4. But still, in 5-star land, you're taking away 3 levels of their powers. And when you're in diamond form, you're only taking damage from powers.
Right.
Man, that seems very tanky. Yeah, I think you're right. You put her with 5-star Colossus and his damage reduction?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that seems like that could be a beast. Boy. I guess probably again 3-5-5? Maybe 5-3-5.
I don't know. I really like that match damage increase.
I know, but is it worth it to go from 40% to
50%? Right. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
It's only, as opposed to getting those other two powers all the way up.
Right.
Yeah, I think I might go 5-3-5. Not that I will ever have enough covers of her to worry about that decision. At least not for the next, several years. But that seems very strong. I'm sure Ian's expert opinion here would totally make my decision.
It totally would. I definitely listened to all the powers and heard what they do. Again, for the same reason that you said, it's going to be a while before you have to make that decision.
Yeah. The three-star version sounds very strong, though, for that level.
It does. Here's my thing. I feel like there have been characters in the past that what they do, or, one of their abilities had some effect on what level of that power you had. So, like you said, the 3-star version can make someone theoretically a 5-5-5.
Uh-huh.
Who cares? You set that power at 3 because it's garbage. Who cares if it goes up to 5 now?
That is true in a lot of cases.
Yeah, it's not, whatever build has that power in it, that's the 3. But the 3-star one sounded awesome otherwise.
Yeah, I can't argue it.
It's a cool mechanic, and I think it sounds neat, but it's not effective.
Yeah. This level reducing, though, seems like very strong.
Yeah, and all the other stuff you were explaining, how unbelievably formidable she is in diamond form, which is appropriate because she's in diamond form.
Yeah.
But still.
Yeah, so all those other events and things are the same here as previously mentioned. Like I said, if you've got a bunch of CP, spend them on that Secret Empire Legendary store. I will spend the few CP that I have there. I have no idea how many I have, but probably only 100 or 2. Good times. Feeder changes. Let's go to those.
Sure.
All right, so hopefully I can read this chart. It'll be hard. I'll see how we make it out. So they have made some changes. 3-star Emma Frost now feeds 4-star Emma Frost, and 4-star Emma Frost now feeds 5-star Emma Frost. But it appears that 3-star Emma Frost also feeds 4-star Charles, who then continues to feed 5-star Charles. 3-star Scott used to feed, or no, this is, yes, now feeds Coulson, and while continuing to feed 4-star Scott, and 4-star Scott still feeds Cable. In other changes, Ant-Man, 4-star Ant-Man now feeds Yellow Jacket. 4-star Wasp now feeds 5-star Wasp. 4-star Jean now feeds 5-star Phoenix Jean. And 4-star Kate now feeds 5-star Kitty. Those ones there, those last four, the Scott to Coulson and the 4-star Emma to 5-star Emma are quote-unquote retroactive. So if you with these changes, if you should have already passed the levels where you got those rewards, you should be getting those rewards as a gift. It says, for example, if you have Ant-Man at level 295, you would have received a Wasp cover at 100 Wasp shards already, but you would miss out on the new Yellowjack cover, so they are going to gift you that Yellowjack cover. So, there you go.
That's good.
Maybe some, Maybe some things coming Ray's way won't be coming my way or Ian's way, it sounds like. But definitely some things coming Ray's way.
I could definitely use some more Yellow Jacket covers when I need to use him against those unbeatable nodes. Yeah, it being a little higher level. That sounds good.
Oh, the nodes that I just use whales on?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
I try to those not need to use whales, so.
Yeah.
Alternatively, but I turn Yellow Jacket invisible and win that way.
I think that's all the news now.
Nice.
Do we have anything else going on?
We could, but I didn't make any notes. So if I did, I forgot it already. I'm sorry.
Okay. Let's move forward then. This week then, on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, Charlie goes psycho all over everybody's beep.
All right. Let me assume that this is the part where we do Onslaught. Yeah, Onslaught, 5-star character, purple, green, and blue. His purple ability is Astral Projection. It costs 8 purple AP. Let's see. It grants Onslaught 1 turn of invisibility and creates 3 trap tiles. At the start of your turn, if at least one of these trap tiles exists, grants Onslaught 1 additional turn of invisibility. When one is matched by either team, remove Onslaught's invisibility. Disarm all other friendly Astral Projection trap tiles and create a Strength 150 attack tile. So that attack tile gets up to 2,493, and it's fortified. Okay, that does... I feel like these other two abilities are going to explain to me why everybody likes him so much, because that one did not. All right, this is green. It's passive. I'm optimistic. People like the passive abilities. Let's see what this does. When you make a match 5 or greater, destroy all team-up tiles on the board, dealing 208 damage for each tile destroyed. As always, not generating AP or dealing additional damage.
Boom. Isn't that match 4s are better?
As it scales up.
Oh, okay.
At level 4 is when you add the match 4. So at level 5... it's a match 4 or greater, dealing 1,316 damage per team-up tile destroyed.
That can be pretty significant.
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems like it builds up fast. Lastly, his blue ability is a Psychic Blast. Pick a tile, and in the chosen tile's row and column, deal 710 damage for every enemy special tile, and convert all tiles of the enemy's strongest color to the enemy's weakest color. As that scales up, you are dealing 5,515 damage for every enemy special tile in the selected row and column.
Now, I don't think I've ever seen the computer use that power correctly.
Yeah, that's true.
It always just picks somewhere random, and you're like, well, that didn't do anything.
Right. Again, I don't know how the picking is true, because I feel the same way whenever the computer uses someone who I'm familiar with, and then they go in a weird, different way.
Yeah.
Coulson's best laid plans? That, no chance.
Yep.
There's no chance they're going to swap two tiles in an effective way to create cascades or gain any more AP. They're just going to flip two tiles randomly. But that's okay. Sometimes I'm okay with that.
But the good thing is, his green, the AI doesn't have to worry about anything, right? It's just going to happen. So he's not useless on the
defense. On a match 4 or greater, and he's doing plenty of damage. Absolutely. So that's just a straight up great ability. I didn't love Astral Projection, and I didn't. I mean, invisibility is important. You could get as many as 2 turns of invisibility and 1 really large attack tile.
You can stay invisible longer than that.
Oh, hold on. You can stay longer than 2 turns?
Yeah. Doesn't it have a thing where if you make another match, it keeps them invisible?
I will try again. This purple ability grants Onslaught 1 turn of invisibility and creates 3 trap tiles. At the start of your turn, if at least one of these trap tiles exists, grant Onslaught 1 additional turn of invisibility.
Right, additional turns on top of the 2.
You get 1 turn of invisibility. If a turn exists, then you get one additional. Where are you getting the number 2? Why aren't I understanding?
So is it per trap tile?
You're invisible until all the trap tiles are gone.
Oh, it doesn't say that at all. Or I'm not reading that in the text. Maybe I'm taking it too literally. Maybe I should be interpreting this and figuring it out on my own. Grants Onslaught 1 turn of invisibility and creates 3 trap tiles. Mm-hmm. At the start of your turn, if at least one of these trap tiles exists, grants one additional turn of invisibility.
Right.
That's forever? Yes. Okay, so if a trap exists on your next turn, it gets one additional turn. And on your next turn, it gets one additional. So as long as those three are secure, he's invisible forever.
Yes.
That is a much better ability than I read in the abiding. That is awesome.
Yeah, he
will. That's too much invisibility.
Yeah, he will go invisible, and then you're like, all right, let me see if I have any powers that blow up a bunch of tiles on the board, because I have to just find them, because they're, you know, they're hidden trap tiles. So you're like, I don't know where they are.
Right, right. Wow, that's great. Astral projection is awesome.
Now, it's still a level 3 power, because getting it more only increases your attack tile damage.
Right, that attack tile. Cares? So that's not... Yeah. Right. Yeah, you're right. A 1,294 damage versus 2,400. Yeah, that's meaningless at level 5. So he's still a 3.55, but man, astral projection is better than I understood. Reading's hard. I'm out of reading. Craig is out of speaking. Ray, you're going to have to take over the rest of the show. I'm sorry.
Ah!
Yep, all Ray all the time.
Yeah.
Too much pressure.
Yeah. Okay, little buddy.
Sorry. Did I mention this to you, Ray, that Craig did that to a strange older man at the movie theater?
No.
It was the funniest thing I've seen.
I forgot about that.
We had gone to see one of those two movies that we've seen recently. Was it the Doctor Strange one or was it the other one? Craig, did you go to a movie with me? You had to have, because this happened.
I did. I don't remember what it was, though.
Mm-mm. I saw Doctor Strange, but I think I saw that with just Ray.
Yeah, I think I saw that with the police crew.
Yeah.
Yeah, you definitely did.
What would I have accidentally
police.
Seen with you?
Yeah.
What would we have gone to see while Owen went to go see something for kids? I don't know. We went to go see a movie. We went to the facilities afterwards, and Craig starts talking to himself in Butter's voice, encouraging himself to pee because he feels shy, and his old man is looking at him like, what's going on over there? Oh, it took all my fortitude not to just start laughing and crying in the bathroom. Craig's like, come on, little buddy, you can do it. Yeah, really. Oh, good times.
I liked it. I mean, you know.
Yeah, it was funny.
No, we definitely.
No one went to go see Bullet Train. I don't even know what that is. Bullet Train.
Isn't that like Speed 4? Bullet Train?
I have no idea. I don't see movies. I went on that weird movie watching kick this summer where I saw like 2 or 3 movies. Now I'm back down to 0. Either way, that's what Sunny and Sand are.
Boy, what did we go see? Because my wife went with us. And then Kelly took Owen.
Yeah.
To the kids' movie.
Hey, how about the final Harry Potter?
Oh, there you go. It was Dumbledore.
Yep, Dumbledore does some stuff with his friends.
Yes, that was it.
Yep.
That's what it was.
Yep, the third Fantastic Beast movie.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, let's keep moving before we lose Ian.
Too late, I'm asleep. I'm back.
Do we lose Craig?
Is that what's Always Sunny in Xander?
Yeah, I said that's what Always Sunny in Xander.
Oh, I totally missed it.
Yep, that's okay.
All right.
You were dying to know what that movie was.
I was.
That's fair.
Ian, I'm done. All right,
yeah.
Willie, what's in the mailbag?
Well, it's all themed, and Ian, you have to pay attention. This segment is about you.
Oh, no. Okay, I'm ready.
From Samurai, new crazy stadium food is more of a baseball tradition than for football. But I guess Aramark? I don't know what Aramark is, but wants to make this a thing. In any case, it gives us material for a new round of... or dope.
Oh, nice.
So... this week, we will start in Philadelphia, where the Eagles are offering beef brisket and Monterey Jack cheese croquettes.
Croquettes.
Crusted with Dunkin' Macchiato cereal and served with Rita's Wild Black Cherry Ice barbecue sauce, I assume for dipping.
That sounds dope.
There you go. Well,
I would try that 100%.
One for the dope columns. He did also put in a link. Dunkin' Donuts has their own cereals that you can buy from the store now. So, and I do appreciate Samurai putting the images in the Discord, so I don't have to. okay. Aramark is a
Do I have to write someone else's name incorrectly on my bowl of cereal?
Yeah, probably. That's
okay.
Apparently, Aramark is a giant catering service, according to Alpha. So, all right, thanks.
Oh, I thought you said Aramark.
It's I don't know what I'm saying, dude. They're just words in front of me.
Oh, that's okay.
All right, so moving on to Chicago. We have a bacon cheddar sausage rolled in crushed pork rinds topped with Cholula hot sauce and sriracha aioli.
Yeah, I can't wait to eat that.
Holy sausage. Ditka.
Yeah, Ditka. This is all dope so far.
The Bears.
All right, how about Houston Texans are debuting the Texas Firecracker, a flaming hot fried pickles soaked in cherry and blueberry Kool-Aid served with jalapeno ranch.
Yep, you've still got me.
I would give
awesome.
That a try. That looks good. It looks way better than it's described.
Yeah, it looks really good in that picture.
If you feel like your face is, if you like feeling your face ever again, a better option might be the Dallas Cowboys Fried Mozzarella Burger, a brioche bun stacked with fried mozzarella sticks, house-made marinara sauce, Angus burger patty, and pepper jack cheese.
Nope. You lost me a pepper jack cheese, and I don't like whole other things on my burger. But, like, my upper limit for burger additions is a fried egg. Like, if you sneak a fried egg onto my burger, we're still friends. If you're putting whole onion rings and whole mozzarella sticks or, you know, any other, like, complete food item on there, not necessary. So that gets sure. The thumbs down.
So we finally got a...
Yeah.
All right, did I do Kansas City? I think Kansas City is next. In Kansas City, Arrowhead Stadium is offering Doritos encrusted empanadas with ground beef, onions, cheddar jack cheese, and avocado crema.
Oh, no thank you. I like my... I need my onions to be cooked down and sautéed beforehand, and these were not. And Dorito crusting is... too popular. Yeah, that fad needs to take a step back.
Okay, there you go. And finally, the Cleveland Browns, oh, this can't be good, are introducing Funyuns Dusted Polish Boy. It's a split-link brat topped with crispy fries, Duke's mayo slaw, barbecue sauce, and crushed Funyuns. Apparently, there's no picture, but he does have what a Polish boy looks like if you've never seen one.
Nope.
But Ian, the Funyuns are all crushed, so they're not whole anymore.
They are. I don't hate that part. Again, I don't know. What do you call a resident of Chicago? A Chicagoan?
Chicagoan? Yeah.
Yes. That looks like a Chicago-style hot dog. That's too much. A hot dog should be presented in a simple, easy-to-eat way, not an entire meal on top of a hot dog. That's a pass. Yeah, chili cheese is the maximum hot dog ingredients.
Leave it.
Nothing
is the
minimum.
Leave it to the Browns to screw up a hot dog.
Right.
All right, there you go.
That does sound like a Browns, a food that the Browns would serve. Because it's a crime against hot dogs. And that's what they like on their team.
So
people who are brazen criminals that no one else wants on their team.
Hey, speaking of which, you know who got activated last weekend?
No.
Josh Gordon.
No. Oh, good for him. He's not a criminal. He just enjoys a little cannabis every now and again.
Well, it depends what city and what rules you're going by that he's a criminal or not. But
yeah, my own. Compared to I stomped a woman in the face in a hotel room and it was on video and everybody else didn't want me, so we took him where the Browns.
Yeah.
I beat someone else in the head with my helmet and tried to knock them out. Oh, wait, I'm the Walter Payton Man of the Year.
Yeah.
No, thank you. Oh, wait, sexually abuse masseuses 100 at a time. Oh, no, wait. He's a Brown.
Yep. Whatever. Who was the guy who was, they had the elevator footage where he knocked a woman unconscious and then kind of like was dragging her by the feet in so she all fit all the way inside the elevator?
Wait, what's it? Who did this?
Samurai said Ray Rice.
Oh,
Ray
sure.
Rice did Ray Rice was the elevator beating, but that was the Ravens. I didn't include him.
Yeah,
this.
No.
Kareem Hunt was on was played for the Chiefs. A video surfaced of him stomping a woman in a hotel hallway, and the Chiefs immediately let him go, and the Browns went, he's good at running the ball.
Yep.
I don't care that he's brutalizes people. Put him on our team.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's I don't want to accuse the whole city of anything, but that organization has zero ethics and needs to be sunk to the bottom
of
Lake Erie.
I spent a lot of time in Cleveland. I think I'm okay with it. So.
The city or the team?
No, you brutalizing the city.
Oh, no, I'm going to go there on vacation. I would love to see Canton. I would love to see the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm sure there's lots to do, lots of fun culinary things and activities and museums. And they have an incredibly famous zoo.
This is true.
I would love.
Is that the one that Jack Hanna invented or is that someone else?
No, that was Columbus.
Columbus. Okay. Then who lives in Cleveland?
I don't know.
I think it's someone famous. Either way, city is fine. The people are fine. The football team, I don't hate because it's just a football team. Who cares? But man, the ownership of that team, scumbags, I assume.
I would like to see the
or
Rock and Roll.
Or they're okay with scumbags.
Yeah, I would like to see the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That would be like the one reason why I'd want to go to Cleveland.
Yep. I'll let you know how it went.
All right.
All right, let's wrap up the mailbag here because I got one more comment from Dax1138, who says that speaking of Dunkin', which we did earlier, if you recall, they have partnered with Goldfish. What? He actually put the what in there, by the way. For pumpkin spice graham crackers. It even comes in a bag that looks like Dunkin' coffee.
Well, I hate that.
Donkey Teeth's response is correct.
Yeah. I was going to say that was spot on. Like, that's not a thing that's needed, but good try, guys. It's not for me. I'm sure lots of people will buy it.
I think I'd be willing to try it, but not expecting much.
Which reminds me, Craig, possibly Ray, but more Craig because his focus is like mine on this. Did you try
Brownie Oreos?
No, Dream flavored Coke. Coca-Cola Dream Light. It tastes like dreams.
I don't think I've tried that one.
I will bring you one next time I see you.
Is it good? Is it better than the space one?
No. I preferred the space one. I don't want to influence you because, honestly, I can't really be... Every time I've given it to someone, they have given me a different interpretation of what they think it tastes like, and it's dramatically different than mine.
Interesting. Were you on board that the space one kind of tastes like, you know, cotton candy and stuff?
Yeah, space was middling.
Yeah.
This is also middling. It's not offensive, but it's... certainly not a flavor I want to revisit.
Okay. Yeah, I'll try one.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't even seen that one in the wild yet, so.
Ray, did you try that at all?
No, I have not.
Okay.
All right, so that's what's in the mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. Once again, then, I'm Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump.
And we just want to pump.
You up.
You up. All right. Let's see what's going on here. 3-star boosted characters. Hawkeye is boosted. His variable effects from the quiver will do more damage and have boosted special tiles when those happen. Ragnarok, his godlike powers will do more damage, as will his red, and his blue will probably heal you more. Star-Lord, the 3-star one do. Oh, more green AoE. Thanos, the 3-star variety. More court death damage. Probably more match damage with Come and Get Me or Infinite Power. One of those two helps. And Vision. More AoE and more red direct damage. 4-star characters. Bishop. The once mighty Bishop, recently reworked. Bigger blue protect tiles and more energy conservation damage. And bigger protect tiles from For the Future. Everybody's favorite, and by that I mean Ian's favorite and no one else's. Legion is boosted. More red damage. More yellow damage. The green attack tiles are better. The black healing is better. And the tile buffing from the Origamist is better. Baron Mordo. Carl Mordo. Mordo. all of his accoutrements, the staff, the boots, and the power all do more damage. Nova is boosted this week. Let's see what this guy's still up to. More damage from his red. Also bigger strike tiles from his red. Same situation with black, either bigger strike tiles or a ton of damage, and finger lasers get you more damage and bigger strike tiles.
Pew, pew.
So they are all different variations on the same thing. Let's see what's going on. Finally, oh, you guessed it. Falcon America, Captain Falcon, 4-star Sam Wilson, whatever you would like him to be, bigger protect tiles, stronger buffing, and a ton of red damage, but super expensive. Finally, the 5-star characters. Captain Marvel. She's a 5-star character, I think. Yeah, she is. I remember her now. She's got red damage, which is increased. Red strike tiles, which are increased. Green damage is increased from the photonic rush. And when she has your 6, more healing and damage dealing. Good old Ghost Rider, the Robbie Reyes version. What's this guy up to? More red damage with Chain Whip and Judgment Day. And more damnation damage. Let's see. Kitty Pryde. What's she up to? Stronger tile buffing. Bigger attack tiles. Repeaters are dealing more damage. And lastly, Okoye. She does everything well. Let's see what I do with this person. She's got extra damage based on your AP pool. Her red damage is increased, and she restores extra health based on the team-up tiles on the board, so that will be increased.
Look how big the Nigerian Nightmare looks in that picture.
He looks enormous.
Holy smokes.
All right, let's see what Samurai has to say about some of these boosted characters. The 3 stars have Thanos to enjoy. The 5-star players have Kitty and Okoye. 4-star players will look to mix Mordo, Nova, and Legion into existing teams unless they have some black-yellow covers for Okoye. Everyone works well with Okoye. That is a true story. I'll have to look maybe when I'm opening a cover to see if I have a usable amount of Okoye covers. Because what does he recommend? Black and yellow. That's the jam.
Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow.
Nice. All right, well, that is who's boosted. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
Mystify. It's not often you get to work in, you know, rap songs from a native burger, you know, Pittsburgher.
Right. So, it is super rare.
Yeah. All right, let's go into the a room that's got some walls and a floor and a ceiling.
I'm in one of those.
Brought to you by Terrified.
Terrified.
Last week, Ray, we had the leader versus the stranger. What happened?
What happened? So, hey, what happened? Yeah, what did happen, people? Are you just trolling? Like, so what happened is a completely 50-50 split. The leader and the stranger are tied in votes. So, we, the Puzzle Warriors 3, took our own votes and unanimously decided that the stranger...
It was
not unanimous.
Oh, it wasn't?
No!
No!
I'm totally picking the leader, you punks.
Oh. Well, yeah. In any case, Craig is also wrong with you people.
Yeah. Your votes are bad and you should feel bad.
There you go. The stranger is moving on. The omnipotent being, Galactus level powers. I mean, come on.
Stearns is really smart.
So is the stranger. I would say smarter.
All right.
See, kids, this is why we don't have nice things.
That's right. Well, wait till you see the voting this week, then.
Oh, my goodness.
Ian, take it away.
I'm already sad.
It should be the most leisurely battle since the Rawhide Kid in the dodecahedron. This week, I will be representing a very specific man-sized alien that looks an awful lot like a duck that has normal human strength, durability, speed, intelligence, is an okay private investigator, reads a lot of Play Duck magazine, and apparently knows quack foo.
Master of quack foo.
Well, I think even at a mastery level, he may have a tough time with his opponent.
Not Scrooge McDuck.
No, not Scrooge McDuck. Howard, the non-McDuck.
Going up against the planet destroyer, the eater of worlds, Galactus. I'm not even going to say anymore. It doesn't need nothing.
I would like to point out that currently in the Marvel Universe, Galactus is dead and Howard is not. So I think Howard can defeat a corpse.
You know how many people have been in our brackets after being dead? Like a third of them.
Yeah, it's probably about accurate. You know, I was just trying to get Howard a little help here.
No, oh, yeah. I hear you. I don't think he needs help. I think we all know that Howard is going to team up with Beverly, point that giant space laser into the dodecahedron, and blast Galactus to whatever distant galaxy so that he won't be able to battle you. Samurai, confirming my hypothesis.
You can't bring anybody else into the ring.
All right, so we'll just have that space laser at the end of the movie that shoots scary things, like Rancor monsters, back to their own planet. Yeah, all right, I'll probably lose. But
I like old man Sartot's comment. Galactus is only dead if he wishes it. He just gets tired and he needs some time off.
I think it was a little bit different than that when Thor just killed him.
So, Thor's killing people now?
He killed Galactus.
Well, it's too bad. I'm not going up against Thor then.
Yeah.
All right, so there's your vote. All you need to do is go react with either the Galactus symbol or the duck symbol. You can do that in Discord. If you don't have access to Discord for whatever reason, send an email, post something on our Reddit post in the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, or go to D3 Forums and leave a comment. Yeah. It's all good. And we're already getting trolled.
Oh, this is early. I'm sure Craig was a contributor.
I was the first vote for Howard.
You always are.
Next week, it's a magical showdown. So that'll be fun.
Oh, nice.
Let's go to Ian. You got Steam open. Let's open some.
I didn't. Too busy trying to do that segment. Oh, no. This is the end.
Well, I'm only doing one, so I can go first and delay a little bit. Because Kamala Khan's still in there, so one token it is. It is a 4-star Ghost supply run.
Ooh. Hey, she exists. I've got 3 of these things.
All right, I got one.
All right, go ahead.
I'm ready.
All right.
I'm prepared.
Okay.
I'm not really prepared. I was just bluffing. Here we go. 4-star. Hey, this might be useful. It's Wolfsbane. 1-woman wolf pack.
All right. My first one.
I totally needed that.
I got a Rye Will I Ams.
Nice.
Number 2, some guy with a sword.
Oh, that guy.
Oh, the third one's purple. Embiggened Blast.
Oh, yeah, caution. I hear Kamala Khan's still in the
mix. That's great. Well, my Kamala Khan, that takes her all the way up to a 2-2-1. So that's perfectly fine for me.
Nice.
Fine, just fine, fine. And it turns out I have a 228 CP I can spend on that store when it opens. What did that get me? 5? No. 9 goes? Yeah, at that store. There you go. Thanks, as always, to this guy.
This guy.
So I got a question for all the Discordians out there.
Uh-oh.
When is the 4-star She-Hulk not new? Like, she has been in the new category, unable to be favorited, forever. Oh, apparently tomorrow. So, thanks.
Ian, what's on the podcast network?
That's a good question. If you would like to find out, I would go to soontobenamednetwork.com, where you can find the Soon to Be Named Network with links to a variety of different podcasts, not just this one, but a bunch of excellent people trying to bring you excellent shows for you to enjoy. Soon to Be Named Network, soontobenamednetwork.com.
Anything else for the Good of the Order?
Yes.
All right.
Dear the Order, there will be no Puzzle Warriors 3 show next week.
Mm.
Craig will be away, and Ray and I will be enjoying we'll call it a staycation to make it seem fancier. So again, no show for you next week. We will be at least one warrior short. So we will return the following Wednesday. So we will see you in 2 weeks' time from now.
Okay.
I just wanted to make sure everybody knew.
Yeah. Comments, suggestions, shoot them at Ray on the forums, on the Reddits, or via email. You can go to our Amazon banner. Apparently, Samurai says go pre-order the new Dragonlance book. Hopefully, it ends up being slightly better than the last D&D book, because as I read through it, it's really not very good. So we'll see how that goes.
Mm.
Or head over to cafepress.com/PuzzleWarriors3. Yes?
Oh, yeah. Nothing. I was just going to say, I was looking at the Discord. Teeth, do you still like codes to video games? One of these upcoming shows, I'm going to have fewer video games, and I wanted to earmark them for you if that's something you enjoy. Okay, got it. All other listeners, be aware that I'll probably just give away some Steam codes later. Not this show, because I'm tired and it's the end of the show.
Oh.
I might save it. Do we have any upcoming milestones?
I don't know. 365 is a number.
It's too big of a milestone.
All right.
I'm never coming back after that one. I want to give people...
The next one's 355.
All right. We'll do it then.
All right.
All right.
That's it. Goodbye for now. Remember, kids, he ain't no holler back girl. That one's gold, Jerry. Gold.
That was goldish. Gold adjacent.
Good night, everybody.
Ooh, goodbye, friends.
Good night.